I'm Elena Paptodorova. I'm the Bulgarian ambassador to the United States of America, also a member of the advisory board of the Institute for Cultural Diplomacy, which is a great institution, and I love doing that job. It is a very valuable addition to my professional duties, so happy to be part of it, which also gives me an opportunity to talk to you and to your audience. It's always questions are shorter than the answers. This is why cultural diplomacy has come so very much to the front line and to the fore, because obviously traditional political means have not been sufficient to cope with a new threat and a new risk to human lives, and this is terrorism. As it was mentioned during our discussions here, of course, education is very important. That's key. And it should be done. Educational programs, they should be carried out. They should be done by uninterested parties. I very much believe in educators, let me put it this way, educators who do not have an ulterior motive expressing certain views and teaching or educating other groups. That's not easy to find today because, unfortunately, there is a lot of bias and a lot of partisanship, vested interests. So this is the first thing. How do we select the educators, or who selects them? That's a tough one. Besides education, I would also say inclusion. I believe that radical groups should not be kind of written off as no-go from the very start. That's very, very complicated. Again, I realize what I'm saying, but inroads must be found, at least for communication. It's a long path to cover. It's not... a miracle solution or a miracle exercise. We have to know what the goal is. If the goal is to bring in people, to have violence abate and terrorism abate, then we have to be prepared for a long marathon. This is what interfaith dialogue is all about. It's another new phrase, a coined phrase. It's just talking to people. We have to be able to talk to one another. And I believe through relaxed, open communication, we were bound to succeed more than with confrontation. And you know that Bulgaria has always supported Turkey's bid for the European Union. We are together there, not just because of a common border, but because of common past and, I hope, common future as well. In our globalized world, a conflict anywhere can generate conflict everywhere. In times of unprecedented communication, opportunities, interconnectedness, and migration, the risks to peace also lie in the inequalities, fanaticism, and marginalization of vulnerable groups, as well as the rejection and ignorance of other cultures, together with their traditions, beliefs, and history. I think what's important is once we've stated the official lines or necessary lines, we have to talk. I think talking is to one another is essential, and it does not necessarily mean to happen in lofty political terms or philosophical terms. It has this dialogue, this talking to one another, it should always be down to earth. It should be grounded in our lives. We have to talk about our lives, how we live, and why some people do one thing, other people do a different thing. This is why, and then again, I mentioned this yesterday, but I had no time to expound. I mentioned the danger of fundamentalism. But believe me, I don't mean religion only. Fundamentalism can be a way of thinking of everybody of us. I may be fundamentalist about the way I see the running of this embassy. and I may not even be prepared to listen to my staff. I'm trying to bring it really down to very simple thoughts. So the more we are prepared to accept the reasoning of others, at least consider it, and then try to say our own, that's a major step forward. So to me, fundamentalism has always been, I'm afraid. I literally, physically fear fundamentalism because I have no plane, no level of communication if I'm faced with that. The other thing which I believe is important, and it's another great Anglo-Saxon kind of wisdom, the excellent is the enemy of the good. We have to reach for the best and have to be ambitious in trying to achieve it. But we should also know that a good level of progress is as valuable as our final goal, and that a final goal can never be achieved all at once. So I'm trying to always remember this very, very practical, very useful wisdom that we have to be realistic and plan accordingly.